Okay, we're on Dalad Ahmed Bey's three lines from the bottom. Itamar, it was said, Shnei Yomim Toivim Shel Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Rav Vishmul, both of them say they agree. Domri Tovayu, both say, Nolda Bazet, if it was born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Asura Bazet, still, nevertheless, it's going to be Asa on the second day of Rosh Hashanah.
This is the third thing of Rav,
yes. And Rav differs over here. They said just in the previous Gemara that he said 2 days of Yom Tov. He says it's Mutter on the second day. But Rav in his third Psak, which we Paskin like, says the egg on the second day of Rosh Hashanah is going to be Osa. Bazet de Tanan. Then we got a Mishnah from Rosh Hashanah. We were showing originally, Hayim Mekablin Eidos HaChodesh, the people in Beis Din, the Beis Din in Yerushalayim, with Mekabel the Chodesh, Kol Yom, all day. For Rosh Hashanah, right? Pam, and then they would make it Rosh Hashanah if they hadn't came. Pamachas one time, Nishto, they were late, basically. They waited, Edim Lavoy, to come, because they came last minute. Niskalkalu, there was a Kilkol, a Levium, with a Levium Bashir, with a Shia. They said, in the Tomid Shel Beina Arboim, they said the wrong Shia. They thought it was going to be Chol, and not Rosh Hashanah. In the morning they always do Shilchol, so in the afternoon, but if it was going to be Rosh Hashanah, they should do one for Rosh Hashanah, Kapitel Pei Aleph, they did the one of the weekday one, so they didn't want this to happen again. So Hiskina, they made a Tekona, Shelo Yiyu Mekablim as Eidim, they won't accept the Eidim anymore, Ela Ada Mincha, until the Mincha time, and that means until the Tomid Shel Bein Arboim. If they came after Tomid Shel Bein Arboim time, then they would say, you know what, even if the Edom said, you sit down there, you can give testimony tomorrow. You came too late, you got to wait. And nevertheless, though, I kind of spoke it out. But Im Bo Edom in Mincha L'Mala, and if they came from after Mincha, then the halacha would be, they would be Noigin Oisoyom Kodesh. They would continue to keep the first day Kodesh, just sweep it from Mazal's late the next year. And Lamacha Kodesh, and the next day was be Kodesh, and that's the day that we actually count from. So we see over here that even in the event that they would have come after Mincha time, that really they knew when in theory it should be Rosh Hashanah, and nevertheless they said, you know, keep 2 days. So this is not, there's no Sofik, they know what's going on over here, and they instituted, yeah, that you should keep 2 days. So the institution of 2 day Rosh Hashanah is not because of Sofik. It was that's how Chazal instituted it, and therefore it's like one Yom Aruch, and there you can't say Monofshach. You can't say, well, maybe one's Chol and one's you know, because they're both Kodesh, right? But it's both Kodesh in the sense of in 1 day Kodesh, one long big holy day. So we just put a proof for Rav and Shmuel. Yeah, why you can't say it? Well, Nolda Bazet is also Bazet. Also Bazet.
It is like Rav.
Okay, I'm a rabba. Says rabba. Anyway, he had a different issue with Rav over here. Says I'm a rabba. Mitzakonas Rabban Yechelman Zakai Beilach. After the Tekona of Rabbi Yechelman Zakai Beilach, Beitza Mutteris. Beitza is going to be Mutter. Nowadays, yeah, things change. Beitza came back to be Mutter. You can eat it on the second day. It's just like Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Golios. The Tanan, we have a Mishnah, also in Rosh Hashanah. Mishachorah Beis HaMikdash. After the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made it to Kona. Shiyum Mekablim Eidos HaChodesh Kol Yom, that they should accept the Eidos of the Chodesh all day on Rosh Hashanah, because there's no problem anymore. There's no Korbanos anymore. So there's no problem of a Kilkul. There's no Shia. So we can go back to how it always was. And how it always was, it's just basically keep 1 day. Right, so that means if the Edim came, yeah, after Mincha time, he'd accept them, and we made that day Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so therefore, yeah, it's back to normal. So therefore, it's back to Trei Kedushos. And if people are keeping in Kutz Loretz, they're keeping 2 days. It's because of Sofik, because they just don't know. Yeah, but whenever based in, you know, or it's always keeping one day, right? They either keep the first day, the second day. There's no suffix. There's no such thing of, you know, if we're going to say, wait, hey, no, we're not going to accept you. You stay here. We're going to know both days Kodesh. But they don't do that. So, okay, I'm only a buyer. It says a buyer though to Rabba. Baharam v'Shmuel. Wait a second. Rab and Shmuel, Domre to Vayu, both of them said, like we just learned, yeah, Beitza is Asura. The Beitza is also on the second day. So how can you come along, right, and say it's Mutzah? So, says Rabba back to Abaye. Amalei, Aminaloch, I said to you, Honor, I, yeah, Rab and Yechim and Zakai, I brought you a Mishnah, yeah? Vat Amatli, Rab and Shmuel, you tell me, Rab and Shmuel, I listen to the Mishnayos. You know, I listen to the Tanoim. I'm all right. I'm saying the greater than me, they're a different generation, but still, I listen to the, you know, he trumps them. Okay, but the question, but the Gemara asked the question now, well, the Rav and Shmuel also, according to Rav and Shmuel, yeah, Kasha Masnis is a Kasha on the Mishnah, because it's quite a good point. Because the whole reason, right, that basically we said Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Aruch, was because of this, basically, this, we don't accept the Edim from after Mincha time. And therefore, we keep both days Kodesh, and therefore, it's not because of Sofik, and it's like a Yom Aruch. And Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, get rid of that. So it's back to normal. It's a good point. So, low Kasha. But it says, the Gemara says, not Kasha. So it depends. It says, Halon Vahalahu. This is to us. So remember, us, again, we're in Bavel right now because it's a town of Bavli. For us, we got to keep 2 days, yeah, and it's still a Yom Aruch. And Vahalu in Eretz Yisrael, true, it went back to the norm. So how does Rashi explains? What does it mean? Harlan Vahalu. So Rashi explains, he says like this. He says, in Bovel, right, we always kept 2 days. Nothing changed. Yeah? I remember Rav Weinberg, I don't know if he said it to me, but I heard it. He says that a change is as good as a break. Right? So change and break. So over here there was no break. So nothing changes. Right, we never stopped doing 2 days in Bavel. So therefore, we just, since there was no change, they never stopped. We just keep doing like we always did, and the original Takana remains. So since the original Takana was as 1 day of Yom Aruch, as soon as we never stopped doing 2 days, so therefore it still remains in the same fashion as it always was. That's their time. Okay, Vahal Luhu. Now. That's one answer, right, to defend Rav Shmuel. And we've got another answer now. But Rav Yosef Omar, he says a second answer. Af mitikonos Rebbe Yochanan and Zakkai, even from the Tikkon... What's that? That's what we're speaking about. No, they kept 1 day. They did change. They only ever kept 1 day.
Why did they change back to 2 days?
That's another thing. Well,
when did they keep 1 day Rav Shmuel? Did you just say that?
That was when we had a base of Mikdash, because of we're worried that they're going to come late and they're going to mess up the Shira again. We don't want to do our same mistakes again. So we make a Takana that this shouldn't happen. So we don't accept the Edim. But once the base of Mikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says, well, it was not necessary anymore. We're not doing Korbanos. We're not doing Shira with the Levim. So let's just go back to the normal and we can accept Edim all day. If we can accept Edim all day, yeah, that means even if they came 2 minutes before Shkia. Yeah. So nothing, it didn't affect them. They don't know anything. It doesn't matter, like, halachically. Seen as they're continuing to do the same thing, they always keep 2 days, right? But seen as they never stopped keeping 2 days, Rashi explains, so therefore nothing changed. Even true, if they would have stopped, we could say, like, let's start again, let's reassess this and go back, you know. But seeing as they just carried on, we just leave it as is. Yeah, that's one answer. There's another answer. I don't like that one. Okay. Okay, fine. Rav Yosef Amar, Af mitzikonos Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai ve'elach beit asur. It's still asur, even though in true, it should only be. In theory, it's a good point that Rabbi said. It should be 1 day, and therefore it should be you should have the Moran of Shach, right? But he's going to say like this. My timer, why is the Beitza still also? Because the principle is heavy Dover Shubavinyan. It's a Dover Shubavinyan. when they made, right, we spoke about this a lot, right, that they got up and they made a minyan, they made a vote of the Chachamim, and they instituted a takana, right? And the rule is, what happens if you want to get rid of that takana, right? So b'chol dover shebe minyan, anything that was basically got up and did a vote by a big Talmid Chachamim, tzorich minyan acher, they need another minyan, meaning another, they need to revote on it. Yeah, lahatiro, in order to, lahatiro means to permit it. So in order to permit the egg that was ossered, yeah, they would have to get up and allow it. And seeing as they did not do that, yeah, the egg remains as ossa. Okay. Amar Rav Yosef, says Rav Yosef, mina amina la. Where do I see this from? This principle, I'll show it to you, that once, even though something has been prohibited, and even though the reason has gone for the prohibition, therefore it should be mutter, right, because it doesn't really apply nowadays, nevertheless you have to actively go and paskin to be matir, to create a heter. The egg is osa. He's agreeing with Rav and Shmuel, and he's saying the egg, even though in theory you would think it should be mutter on the second day, because we've got a mamon of shach. No, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, there's the word. Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, the Gemara's going to ask this, but Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai says something very specific. He says, we accept Eidos. Okay? And then they keep only one day. But he never permits.
He says the basic
material. But he didn't permit the egg.
There's no second day.
What's that?
He never. On a rabbi,
yeah?
Is Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai?
No, we're not on Rabbi, we're on Rabbi Yosef now. Right. But Rabbi Yosef said, wait a second. He didn't permit the egg. He only just said he should accept Eidos. He didn't permit the egg.
Well, it
could be the.
He says here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a kind of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai Veda.
Yes.
How was he able to do that? There was no minyan there.
Fine. So that's good. There's a question on. He's disagreeing. Your Rabbi Yosef is disagreeing with Rabbi. He's saying, I disagree.
He doesn't argue this concept of minyan needs and other minyan.
He does, but you'll see why. You'll see why. There's going to be there's actually a big problem, which I thought he was bothering you, but it wasn't. But there's another problem. There is a problem over here, which we've actually addressed. He says, wait a second. You don't need a sack on the egg. I mean, the egg's dependent upon, not the chicken, but the, you know, on the days of the Tukon Rabbi Zakkai. So once you've basically got rid of the, you know, the 2 day yontav, then the mela egg's going to be mutter. That's what's going to be the kasha on Rabbi Yosef. But we're ignoring that right now. But Rabbi Yosef is coming to say the egg is osa because they never permitted the egg. Right? And because of the principle of that any time you've got a psak, you need another psak to be matir it. And now he's just going to prove that, and we'll get into like half an amud of this or whatever, a bit of that. And then we're going to ask the kasha on him. And we're going to, okay. So let's just, I just want to start this, just wait. In fact, maybe I don't want to start this. In fact, I don't want to start this then. We'll stop here then. There's a simon minishamayim that we should stop right here.